And now, a Hollywood movie that peers into a fictional Silicon Valley and finds sinister motives there. The movie The Circle opened across the country this past weekend. It stars Tom Hanks and Emma Watson. It's based on a novel by Dave Eggers. And it presents a dystopian view of the direction Silicon Valley is taking the world. As NPR's longtime Silicon Valley correspondent Laura Seidel reports, there is a lot that the movie gets right.
Let's start with the main character, May, a recent college grad played by Emma Watson. Watson's May is eager, idealistic, and versed in the kind of marketing verbiage that rolls off the tongues of way too many young people in Silicon Valley. When she goes for a job interview at The Circle, the world's biggest tech company, she impresses her interviewer with a comically perfect description of the company's main service, TrueU, which appears to streamline all of a user's online activity under one identity.
Before TrueU, it was like you needed a different vehicle for every single one of your errands. And no one should have to own 87 different cars. It doesn't make sense. It's the chaos of the web made elegant and simple.
May rises up the corporate ladder quickly. She's taken with the company's CEO, Eamon Bailey, played by Tom Hanks, as part Steve Jobs and part Mark Zuckerberg. He convinces her to take part in an experiment. She will wear one of the Circle's small live-streaming consumer cameras all the time. She announces it at a company meeting.
I'm going fully transparent.
Maybe not in the bathroom.
I'll be starting immediately.
That's right. May will be the first Circle to share every single second of her work and her personal life with the public, so let's give her an even bigger hand.
May's authenticity and good looks turn her into an internet star. But life in the spotlight turns out to have its dark side. Her best friend is having a breakdown, and they can't find a private place to talk. May tries to promote her friend Mercer's business. He turns deer antlers into chandeliers. Mercer, played by Eller Coltrane, ends up the target of an online mob of animal rights activists.
I can't do this. I can't be a part of this world that you're creating.
What are you talking about?
Jesus Christ, look at these people. Does this really seem okay to you?
Why don't you go kill some more deer, Mercer?
I never killed any deer. I don't kill deer.
Things do not end well for Mercer. Meanwhile, the Circle tightens its grip on the U.S. government. It takes down a senator that's investigating the Circle by leaking his personal information. It tries to take over the voting process so that all Americans must cast ballots using the Circle's technology. All of it feels plausible. The story nails something about Silicon Valley, its failure to acknowledge the downside of its creations. Dave Eggers, who wrote the novel the film is based on, says the idea for the book developed after years of living in the San Francisco Bay Area.
I've never met some villainous person that works at all of these companies, but every so often you hear something come out of their mouths that you think, that sounds really, really wrong, really wrong.
For example, it sounds like a great idea to make searching the web and photo sharing free, but it means collecting personal data and selling it. Eggers has coined a term, surveillance capitalism.
With all of this has come an acceptance of a base level of surveillance that I would maintain that 30 years ago we would not have accepted.
The Circle's director, James Ponsalt, says he's a technology addict. He took on the project in part because he recognized himself in May's character.
Maybe not in her best aspects, but in her the worst parts of her personality, the parts of me that are probably too easily available, that will give things away too easily. By things, I mean, you know, a level of connection with people when sometimes it's okay to just not reply to your email that day.
The film catches the manicured lawns and bright, clean campuses typical of Silicon Valley companies and their seductive self-containment. You never have to leave work. There's food, dry cleaning, and sometimes even housing. The company in the film outsmarted all other tech companies or acquired them, reflecting the tendency of today's Silicon Valley companies to keep growing. And the idea of all that power in the hands of a single company makes Eggers worry about what will happen with our personal data.
You put it in the hands of a sinister, black-hearted person, then what would happen?
Eggers says he wrote the book to see where his darkest fantasies of the present moment might take us. He wants us to think about what we're giving away in the name of convenience. It is not a perfect picture, but neither is most technology. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite for backing up and restoring office and home computers to the cloud automatically. Learn more at carbonite.com. And from C3 IoT, providing a software platform that brings machine learning, big data, and cloud computing to industrial-scale predictive analytics and IoT solutions. Learn more at c3iot.com.